और आज का जो सेशन होगा वो हिंदी और इंग्लिश दोनों में होगा। वेलकम 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 ऑन द शो ऑन द लाइव सेशन। और मैं आरजे राहिल की बात करूँ तो ही इज एन फॉर्मर रेडियो जॉकी एंड हैज एन एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ 12 इयर्स और उन्होंने 500 प्लस शोज होस्ट करे फ्रॉम लास्ट 9 इयर्स एंड ऑल्सो अवॉर्डेड एज द बेस्ट एंकर बाय मलाइका अरोरा खान। ही इज एन रेडियो जॉकी फ्रॉम गुजरात। यस, काफी कुछ सीखने मिलेगा आज पब्लिक स्पीकिंग एंड कम्युनिकेशन स्किल्स पे।
या सो आई वाज आस्किंग दैट यू हैव बीन होस्टिंग द शोस फ्रॉम लास्ट 9 इयर्स राइट एंड यू हैव होस्टेड ओवर 500 शोस। हाउ इज द शो प्रिपरेशन बिफोर द होस्टिंग और एंकरिंग द शो?
सी फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई थिंक योर क्वेश्चन वाज इफ यू एक्चुअली गेट नर्वस बिफोर अ शो। I think it is very important to be nervous before every single show, because if you're not nervous, then you're probably either overconfident or you're careless, and you can't afford to do that before any of the show, because every single show is fresh and it's new and it has something which is different to offer, and you also have to offer something different to the rest of the people. So I think that is very important.
Right. ये बात तो सही है, लाइक इफ यू गेट ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट आगे जाके कुछ ना कुछ बीच में स्टक अप होंगे एंड देन इट विल गेट समथिंग रॉन्ग।
डेफिनेटली।
व्हाट आर द बेसिक रिक्वायरमेंट्स ऑफ बिकमिंग आरजे? व्हाट वी शुड बी गुड एट?
Okay, so this is a very nice basic level question which I think everybody should ask their own self. And the answer to this is, oh, by the way, first of all, hi to everyone who is on your community. I think it belongs to a college. So hi to everyone on your college profile who is there right now, and I hope you guys are having a great time chilling on the radio. So yeah, moving on. So the first thing that you need to ask yourself is that are you expressive? Are you observant? These are the two things which are very, very important if at all you want to be in any field which is about public, you know. So for radio, for that matter, you know, are you observant? Because radio is not something which is acting, you know. There is no director that comes to tell you your lines, your scripts and all of that. You have to observe things around you, things which are happening around your own self, across the world, across the globe. That is very important. So if you like to observe things that happen around you, that is first important requirement whenever you're talking about joining a field like radio. Second important is that are you able to express your feelings or your observations through your words, right? Because people think if they can write, then they can become a radio jockey. No, because writing and able to speak it are two different things, you know. If you can write it very well, which means that you can probably join a field which is into writing. You can become a writer, you can publish, you can probably join a newspaper, a content writer, something like that. You can become a copywriter, you can probably write advertisements and scripts and dialogues and all of that. But to be able to perform those lines that you're writing, or to be able to speak very nicely those things that you want to express, if you have the knack where you speak and people listen to, you know, hum sabke group mein ek aisa, you know, there is one person jo bolta hai to sab sunte hain uski, you know, ha yaar, probably he is the one jo bol raha hai to ha sunni chahiye uski. So you know, those kind of people jo apne expressions ko easily you know, words ke through logo tak pahuncha sakte hain, those are the people that will probably really excel in fields like this.
So, ये बात तो सही है, लेकिन what about having a good command on the language?
I think that goes hand in hand, right? When can you express yourself through words? Only if you have a good command over that particular language. If you don't have a command over that particular language, then you won't find enough words to express yourself. And when you lack words, then you will lack depth. And there is no depth in your feelings and emotions put into words, then it won't reach the right the people. So it is very important. So any probably if you are a Hindi speaker, or if you speak English, then you should have that command on the language, so that you can probably get those right words to express your right feelings, and also a little fancy words that makes people probably, you know, look high on you, or probably that gets high, you know, some words like when you say I'm in love and when you say I'm romancing someone, you know, it's a different feeling. Love is a very pedestrian word that everybody's using, but when you say I'm romancing someone, it's automatically poetic. So, you know, those kind of little things that really matters a lot when you're trying to express yourself.
Like use of the different words or vocabulary?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
And what is a particular age to become the professional RJ? And at what age you started?
There is no defined age. You know, the best part about fields of art is that there is no defined age. There can be an RJ at the age of 16, and there can be someone who can probably just start with something like a 35 as well, you know. It's because, like I said, when you ask me the requirement, I never mention the age or the education qualification. The people who were my fellow RJs when I was a radio jockey, my fellow RJs, some of them were engineers, some of them were chartered accountants. I myself was a BSc computers. So there was not a single person who had come from mass communication and was an RJ. So that was pretty funny, but at the same time, it was a clear message that, you know, art needs no real education. Of course, if you studied in the same field, it helps you excel. But at the same time, if you are talented in something and you spend time with the same talent for a longer period of time, then I think you can brush up on the talent and you can probably pursue that. Yeah, and about me, I started my RJ career as soon as I was a graduate. So I completed my BSc Computers. Then I was trying to prepare for CAT to give an MBA entrance. And before I could probably appear for my CAT, I got interviewed and then I got in this field and then I let the MBA be. So, and then it just started. So life, you know, so that is also one thing which I believe that, you know, never say no to things that come to you. At least give it a try because you never know, it can be your lifetime opportunity.
Right. So basically, how is the interview process? Like
the interview processes differ from channel to channel, from person to person, basically, because every channel, obviously creativity is something that they really seek in you, but also what kind of a character you are. Because if you see, one radio jockey would probably differ from another, you know, their way of talking or probably the way they think or the way they say things. So they search for characters. More than a regular person, they search for characters who express themselves in different ways than a common man. And that is what will click for them. So, you know, if you think you're really expressive with your self and you love to do that in a creative way, if you love to see things in a creative way, your personality matters the most.
It's a perfect thing, like, but adding to the thing, you told that the observation or the expression, but what about reading the books and all? It helps us?
It definitely helps, but I didn't say that because I am not a follower of that, because I'm not a reader, which I really, really regret. One thing that in my life is that I couldn't convert myself into a reader because I'm someone who can't just be sitting at one place and, you know, just doing something for a longer period of time. I like to jump and hop here and there everywhere. Even when I'm in the house, I'm like everywhere. So book is something which probably has never, you know, got me going. But I'm sure if you are a reader as well, like I said, your vocabulary increases, your dictionary increases. So that helps a lot. I'm sure reading helps a lot in this.
Even we can go for the audiobooks.
I wouldn't really suggest for audiobooks, yeah, brother, because the only reason is that I want people to speak what they are reading, you know. Because audiobooks don't let you speak things. And when you want to be in a profession like this, I want you to not just know that word, but also speak that word a lot more. Because only then it gets on your tongue and you can easily say it. Otherwise, it gets like a tongue twister for you when you're using a difficult word for the first or second time. And audiobooks don't help you do that. So no matter how amazing audiobooks may be a concept, but I've never probably been a follower for that. I think always read it, speak it aloud, and that helps you pronounce your pronunciations, that helps you even experience it. So I think that's very important. And also I think if at all there's someone who's asking some questions in the live, also please do take it so that they feel connected. Okay. Otherwise it will look like it's only you and me on a date.
okay, cool. So we have the question. See, someone is telling about vocabulary is the best way to improve both our visual and speaking skills. as you are saying, right? And with a question mark here put up.
Definitely, you are right, and that smile makes more sense. Yes, of course, you said it. Usne smile isliye kara because he already knows he is right, so he's also given a smiley. So he's like, I'm right, I don't need your yes, but still I'm asking you a question.
Yeah. And again, the same question, how does the process go for entering the field?
The easiest way to get into the field is start internships in radio. If at all you're only talking about radio, anchoring and stage thing is a completely different topic altogether. But if you want to get into radio, then start with internships. Because what happens is the world on the other side of radio and what you assume on the being on the other side is are completely two different things, you know. So the quick suggestion would be that probably just take a 2 months internship whenever you get time. You know, radio internships are, I think, 6-7 hours. So interns get a chance to get the first hand feel of what radio is, how do radio jocks prepare, what do they think like, how do they prepare the speeches, the system, how it works. So basically it's a 2 months minimum internship.
So we have one more question. What makes audience engaged in a particular show in the podcast?
I think it's the topic, it's the content.
Like, actually, how you selected your topic for the RJ?
It's very simple. Every day when we have to pick a topic, it either has to, you know, cater to either of these things. Is it catering to somebody's emotions? Is it catering to entertainment? Is it going to be informative, that somebody is going to get some information gain out of it? Or it's going to be probably, you know, emotional, or it's going to make them feel something that they haven't, you know, like that. Okay. So when you're trying to say something on a podcast, then either of these things, if there are more than one thing which is satisfying, then it's good enough. But at least one of these things should be there in your content. Why you want to be that, you know?
We have got a one comment. Be what you are, it's simple.
But then that's... it's very easy to say it, but then a lot of times we don't know what we are, you know? Probably a lot of us spend more than half of our life trying to figure out what we are.
Try to be natural.
Yeah, try to just go with the flow of what you are doing, you know, at that very point of time. That's right. More important, I think.
And we have got one question. What is this for the kids below 15 in this field?
The kids below 15 can actually work as voiceover artists because a lot of advertisements and all. Yes, a lot of radio ads and also television ads, they require a lot of dubbing where there are kids involved in the scripts. So for those below 15 years, I would prefer that, you know, you contact the radio stations, you give them your kids' voice samples. And when they have that particular textured requirement, then they will probably contact you and probably, you know, you can start with the voices thing.
Right. And talking about the community radio, it is publicized all over the Vellore around the 20 kilometer radius. So there are multiple people listening to it.
But lovely. So, I think that's really great. So you guys are doing a good job with the community radio. So all the students, I'm assuming you have a lot of students here on live. So all the students, I hope you guys are safe and taking care of yourself.
What kind of attitude is to be projected on a radio show?
I told you, be natural. You can't fake an attitude, because that is only going to connect with the people, not something which is going to be very artificial.
Right. So one question from VIT community radio, like during RJing or anchoring on the show.
I think during radio nothing has really went wrong in that as that per se, because kabhi kabhi kisi ke saath aisa hota hai, mere saath nahi hua, but kisi ke saath hota hai, mic chalu reh jata hai and kabhi kabhi gaali nikal jati hai studio mein ya fir you know, and that's a big big mess. So you know, some of RJs like us, we made a rule that, you know, when we are in our studio area, no matter what, mic chalu hai, band hai, kuch bhi hai, there are some things that we don't say, some things that we don't speak.
Well, even we need to follow the same thing
from
now on.
Yes, please do that.
So we have another question. Sir, what made you the RJ?
It's a very funny, long story, but I'll cut it short. It was my that time girlfriend who helped me become an RJ. The irony of my career is that the career that's defined me today, I did not even fill the application form on my own. I had somebody else to just randomly for time pass fill the form of radio auditions, and I just went there to just chill, just up try and just, you know, give it a shot. Kya experience, kya acha kya hota hai. And that's how
basically
that's
you went with the
starting
flow
in the beginning. Yeah, so in the beginning, that is the reason I told you guys that when you get an opportunity to do something new, then never back off, you know. Even if you have something very settled thing going on in your life, still don't just continue. There is something new is coming up, then don't let the previous thing get damaged, if at all that's going very well. But at least give that new thing a shot, you know, at least one attempt. Because you never know, you might start liking that more than what you something that's you already that you're already doing, you know. So when I was in RJ, I could have done my entire life doing radio. But then one day that opportunity of hosting a stage show came to me. And I was like, let me give it a try. And when I gave that a try, I loved it so much to be on the stage with a crowd in front of me, getting entertained by what I speak, how I interact, how I entertain them. It got me a high. And then I decided that I want to do that as well. So if I would have not given that a shot, I would have never got into becoming the anchor or the entertainer that I am today.
Fun. Another question. If someone wants to overcome stage fear,
practice, preparation and practice. I think these are the two things that they need to do. First thing that they need to do, because generally we have stage fear when we are a little unsure about our own self. You know, we are either unsure about what we are going to say, or unsure how we are going to look, or unsure of what we are going to do. So, you know, these are the three things which are very important, which everyone needs to take care of, because half of your confidence is built by something. So tell me, how confident would you feel when you know a topic, hands down, you know the topic, you know, that nobody knows this topic better than me. Your confidence automatically gets boosted, you know. And second be confident of what you are, you know, not how you look, but how you feel, you know. Because it's not important that only the good-looking people can be on the be a stage speaker.
No.
We've seen so many amazing speakers who have nothing to do with their looks. But their presentation, when they come on the stage, they own the stage. And that is one thing that we need to, you know, understand. That it's not how fat or how slim or how you are, but how confidently you walk. How confident your eye contact is, how confident your body language is, how you know, you presenting yourself, that I think makes more important.
Another question, what do you think is the biggest challenge for an RJ?
Biggest challenge for a longer run, biggest challenge for the RJ is that your life ends outside your radio zone. So I might be the, you know, most heard radio RJ in my city, but as soon as I go outside my city, nobody knows me. That is, it's a zero. So when I want to go and shift to some other city, then I have to start from scratch, start from zero.
But the previous experience matters. So you can grow up very
getting
fast.
The job. But that is no. See, come on. It completely depends. People in my city might be liking something that I used to do, but then the same thing that I used to do in my city, people from other city might not like, because their culture is different, their thought process is different, their upbringing is different. They're different things. So you have to again start from scratch. You have to understand that city very well, the people very well. So if I'm doing a show in Pune, then I know there are too many Marathi people out there. So I need to understand what kind of things they like, what kind of festivals they enjoy. If I'm doing a show in Gujarat, I would probably be focused on what kind of things do they like, their thoughts. So it's a different ballgame altogether.
Okay. So the previous experience doesn't matter according to you.
No, it does to your own self. It helps you with the confidence. But the adaptability has to be there. As soon as you go to a different city, all that matters more.
Okay, cool. We have another question. अपुन को पूछना है कि आरजे का रास्ता दिल टूटने से जल्दी खुलता है क्या?
वो शायर का खुलता है मेरे दोस्त। वो शायर बनने के लिए खुलता है।
Right. The question from my side. What tips and advices would you give to other people who are just living upon basic life but want to develop in public speaking as well as good communication skills? Complete summary of this live session for the students and the audience who are there.
But meanwhile, to summarize the entire session, I would like to say is, don't think that if you don't want to become an RJ or an anchor, you don't require communication skills. don't think right. if you are not in a creative field, which means you don't need to be creative, right? So any field it is, if you don't be creative, you don't upgrade yourself at regular interval of time. Even Shah Rukh Khan ke bahayein phailane wala thing doesn't work now. He needs to upgrade himself. Right? He has to do a Swades, he has to do a Chakde. He can't be doing DDLJ for the rest of his life. So if people of that stature need to upgrade themselves, then we need to definitely upgrade our skills at every regular interval of time. When you think you're feeling saturated by doing the same thing again and again, finally switch to something which is upgradation. So keep upgrading yourself. Look at our mobile phones. They upgrade every month. So when right. mobiles require upgradations, and we are humans, we definitely need to upgrade. So please try and improve your communication skills. Very quick tips I'll give all of you so that you know you can practice that at home. Read newspapers loudly. Use your tongue and your lips and read them. Don't just read it with your eyes, you know, speak it. And right. read very slowly. Read with very full, with full clarity of every single word, you know. He is a good boy. Don't go gibberish with it. I know that's trending on Instagram right now, but we don't need to go gibberish with all those kind of stuff. Be very clear. First, develop clarity in your voice, clarity in your tongue, clarity with what you speak. Read newspapers, read articles, read whatever you want to do, your favorite novel or whatever, but read it a little louder so you know your voice, your modulation, your vocabulary, all of those kind of stuff. So do that. That helps a lot. Try a lot of tongue twisters. That always helps you in developing a command over your tongue. Do that as well. And of course, for body language, किसी ने पूछा था, मैंने मिस किया उसका क्वेश्चन. मिरर के सामने बात करना हेल्प करता है, बिकॉज आप खुद को देख सकते हो, आपके हाथ के मूवमेंट, आपका खुद बॉडी, खड़े कैसे हो, क्या अच्छा लग रहा है, आपके फेशियल एक्सप्रेशंस, कहाँ ओवर द टॉप जा रहे हो, कहाँ नहीं जा रहे हो. सो आई थिंक ऑल ऑफ दिस इज गोइंग टू हेल्प यू गाइस अ लॉट.
Exactly. One more thing to add, that RJ Rahil has been awarded as the best anchor for hosting the show, and he has anchored over 500 shows in the 9 years, and also awarded as the best anchor by Malaika Arora Khan. So congratulations. And this is from VIT Community Radio. Thank you for accepting the request from our side and coming for the live. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much, everyone at VIT and all the live people who were here till now. I love you all, and I'll see you on the other side of my profile. ये ऊपर ही है, RJ Rahil, RJ RAHILL. You can follow me there, and also I write a lot of content. If you like that as well, probably you can check it out. Thank you, everyone. Love you all.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.